Hello and welcome to the third episode of The Night Feed. I'm your host Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you going during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, the night feed. If you're up now in the middle of the night, feeding your baby, trying everything you can to keep your eyes open, then I hope tonight's episode helps to spur you on. Tonight's unpaid sponsor is Postpartum Emotions. One minute you're riding high, feeling like the luckiest woman in the world. You're admiring your newborn's tiny little features. The next, you're crying into your breakfast because someone forgot to wash the frying pan. The rollercoaster of emotions is real. Tonight I wanted to quickly talk about baby sleep temperature because I got talking to a new mum recently and she was saying about how the sleep temperature and what to put your baby in at night is a bit of a minefield to new parents. I think there's a lot of advice out there, there's a lot of information, and it can be very overwhelming, especially when it comes to sleep, because it's so important not only to get it, but for it to be safe for the baby. And I just wanted to share what I shared with her, and that's the most useful thing I found with moderating the baby's sleep temperature is sleeping bags. I think you can be quite scientific with them. There's a lot of information on them and they come in various different togs to match the temperature of the room. So with a quick Google search, you can find a chart which breaks down the temperature of the room and tells you what tog sleeping bag the baby should be in and how many layers they should have on underneath. And I find this really useful, particularly living in the UK, because if you live in the UK right now, can we just say, what is going on with the weather? One minute I'm cracking out the sun cream, going in the garden. The next, we're in a torrential hailstorm. I thought my car window was going to come through. So yeah, if you're battling this crazy weather right now, understanding the tog and the temperature of the baby's room can really, really help put your mind at rest. And I think a lot of baby thermometers have the temperature gauge on them now, so you know what temperature they're sleeping in. And if you don't have that, you can easily get a thermometer off Amazon, put that in the baby's room or your room, wherever the baby sleeps, just so you know what kind of temperature it is and how many layers they need on, you know, what bag to put them in. That just really helped put my mind at rest. If you're already using them, great, and you're finding it great. If you're not, maybe it's worth looking into, but ultimately, whatever works for you. I just wanted to share that little bit of advice to hope it helps somebody maybe. Now onto a question for my podcast. In this part, I look for or ask a question on social media and share the answers with you. So tonight is, what was the biggest surprise to you as a new mum? The first answer is breastfeeding pain and having to pump and supplement. Now, if you listened to my episode last night, I talked about my experience with breastfeeding pain in the first couple of weeks. And this just goes to show, here's another person, again, completely unaware of it, this breastfeeding pain. And it just makes me think again that there's a whole village of us out there not preparing for the pain that we're going to feel in the first few days to weeks. And I think there needs to be more awareness about it. Because like I said yesterday, if I didn't have my mum telling me it gets better, I might have stopped. And I think there might be a lot of women out there that feel the initial pain and think, whoa, this is not going to work. But what I want to get out there and the message I want to get out there, that if you're anything like me, it gets so much better and the pain goes. And I just wish there was kind of more awareness about that. The next answer to the question is sleep deprivation. And this person put, they knew it was going to be bad, but didn't realize how much the baby would need to be held, rocked, etc., resulting in little to no sleep for mum. Now, I can relate to this because I do think in the early days when they need to be fed every hour sometimes, it's a complete shock to the system because I think so many people warn you. And there's a few scaremongers out there, which really annoys me when they say to you, oh, you're expecting, oh, you'll never sleep again. Oh, you know, and I think, come on, like, it's bad and it is bad to begin with. I don't want to scare any mums that are pregnant, but it's important to know it is a bit of a shock to the system. But then on the other hand, I know people that have babies that slept from 4 hours on from the very first week. So I think the balance is important to have balance with this. And yes, the sleep deprivation is probably one of, if not the hardest parts of being a new parent, but it does get better. And the initial shock to the system doesn't last for very long. And I know if you're listening to this in the night feed now, like peeling your eyelids open, thinking it's terrible, it does get easier. It does get better. So the next answer is the noises newborns make in their sleep. Some are definitely noisier than others, but the grunting is definitely discerning to begin with. And yeah, I can relate. You think they're waking for a feed and they're actually just grunting in their sleep. And it's a bit of a shock at first, but I think you get used to it and you do sleep through it. Well, I could sleep through it. Some people maybe can't. But the next answer is emotions. Yeah. I mean, like I said at the beginning, it's a roller coaster. One minute you're happy and you're high as a kite, I'm high on life, and the next you're crying over absolutely nothing. And I know there's varying degrees of emotion. I know there are mums out there that struggle with depression, and there is a lot more awareness on this now, rightly so. I think it needs to be spoken about a lot more, and I don't think mums should be made to feel guilty at all for any of the emotions that they're feeling. It's so new and so fresh, and when you're so tired, it's normal to feel low and it's normal to feel high. And I think, like I said about the breastfeeding, there needs to be more awareness on this so that we're not shocked by how we feel. On to social media says, in this part of the podcast, I find a post or topic on social media to discuss. And tonight's is, you can be both kind and set boundaries. Walking away from environments that aren't good for your mental health, standing up for yourself, using your voice and saying no when you want to is all healthy behaviour. I think when I became a mum, I found this a lot easier than I once did. I am such a people pleaser. Like, I will go out my way. I hate hurting people's feelings. I don't like arguing with people. And if I do argue with someone, most of the time I look at it from their point of view and then feel sorry for them. And I am that person. So when I became a mum, I found setting boundaries and saying no so much easier than I used to. And it's obviously because your priorities change. All of a sudden, you're taking care of this tiny human being who you love so much that you want to help thrive. And they're your priority. They are absolutely your priority. And anything that kind of stands in the way of that, you do set boundaries around. And I think there's obviously balance. You know, you do still need to socialise and see people and go out and have fun. But it is definitely easier to say no to things you don't want to do. Now onto something to make you feel better. As I've said in the past two podcasts, self-care for mum is so important and sometimes so neglected. You can't give from an empty cup, remember? So tonight's self-care suggestion is to read a book. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, how on earth am I going to have time to pick up a book in the depths of postpartum, think about how much time you spend on social media and try replacing that with a book, a real page turner. I have to admit, I personally don't do this enough, but when I do, there's nothing like finding a book that hooks you in and that you can't wait to get back into. And it's a great way to switch off too. Instead of scrolling on your phone, reading something while you feed, or, you know, when the baby's sleeping, if you want to switch off a little bit, I think it's a great way of, yeah, clearing your mind and relaxing. And if you have any book recommendations as well on that note for new mums that you've found really interesting or just a nice gentle read, then again, email thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com and I'll read them out next time. Now, finally, on to a quote. This is something I published on my TikTok a few weeks ago, and just to give you a little bit of solace and hopefully a little pick me up in the middle of the night. Mama's here, you whisper as you walk into my room. In the dark of the night, you lift me from my cot into your arms. We rock together in the light of the moon, nestled in the folds of your favourite dressing gown. As you start to sing our favourite lullaby, my eyes feel heavy again. Your head rocks as you do all you can to stay awake. I see your weary eyes, Mama. They just want to sleep. These night wakings may seem so hard in the moment, but to me, they're a blessing. Just me and you alone, in the night, rocking, singing as you hold me tight. Thanks for listening, mamas. I hope this has helped even just one of you tonight if you're up with a baby. Remember, there's a whole village awake just like you, so stay strong and keep going. Wishing you a calm, restful night ahead. And if you have anything to share, questions, funny stories, advice, anecdotes, or ideas for the podcast, please email thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com. Good night.